Yellow, yellow.
What's up? What's up? It should be working, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's moving along.
We're awesome.
Doing it without headphones because
it just feels more natural.
I'll spare you the deets.
No, but it's more I pushed for it because I hated hearing myself through the headphones.
Which is fine. So excited for today, for this week, and everything. And I know that people are putting themselves first by listening to this podcast.
Ooh.
And if anything we say resonates with you, just share away. I'm doing it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And, you know, we're trying to figure out how to expand this podcast as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're new to this whole thing. I really don't want to do ads, but I think that's going to be the only way to get us out there to help with the drive and the traffic.
And also, like, doing the YouTube video. I'm tasking you with that. To figure it out.
Well, it's very simple, but
I have an extra camera too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could probably do it.
Well, I can't be wearing my bum clothes when we do this podcast.
Sure you can.
All right.
Can't you?
I guess take us as we are kind of thing.
Yeah. Exciting news in the Fisher household. We got a Roomba.
Yeah. That thing is awesome.
So what did you call it?
Mickey's Maid. Mm-hmm. I titled it Mickey's Maid on the app.
If you're new here, Mickey is our dog. And she, her name is Rudy, because she can be really rude.
Yeah. Like, she bumps into you and she doesn't even say sorry.
No, she's little brat.
Yeah.
She got stuck. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because she got stuck underneath our TV stand that's in our podcast room and like got stuck in the cord.
Oh, is that why the cord's kind of hanging out?
Yeah. I'm like, what did you get into this time? It's like talking to a child. But and I love it.
I'm mesmerized. I literally sit on the couch and just watch it. I'm like, why is this so entertaining? It's a stupid robot vacuum that's just going around.
This is adulthood.
I know.
It's so sad. But
I'm in.
I like any way that I can reduce the monotony things that you do that are, in my opinion, time wasters.
You just don't want to do chores.
No. Listen to me.
Listening.
I love cleaning. I absolutely love cleaning. And the Roomba only does like surface level, like I would deep clean.
It's got to get in nooks and crannies.
So the reason why I say this is I pick up my groceries. It's a time saver. Less time in the grocery store.
It's not a time suck.
Yeah. Because a lot of the time we're doing all of these little things like vacuuming, cleaning, getting groceries, cooking dinner, all this kind of stuff.
Laundry.
If only I can figure out the laundry part.
Dry cleaners.
For everything?
Or they have laundry services that will come pick up your laundry.
True.
And all that.
But, so, point of the matter is, I find ways to reduce that, like, time that I could be using for my business, time with Josh, or like my work, because working out, like I make sure that I have a lot of free time. We do meal prep company.
I was going to say, let's list off all the bougie things that we have as conveniences that help us with our time suck. Ready? Yeah. So food prep company.
Yes.
We also,
Pick up groceries
so we don't shop.
I don't go into the grocery store. I know. But the grocery store pickup, like, you know what you bought. And you can make it as, like, a budget thing, too.
Dude, you can edit. I have a conspiracy theory on this whole thing that it's actually cheaper to do the pickup than it is to go through the grocery store. And maybe it's because you're more enticed to buy things you don't really need or want or get that junk food.
So why would you need groceries when you do a home
meal prep?
Well,
we still have lunches at work and stuff.
We
and
do
breakfasts.
Dinners for the meal prep company. Okay, so meal prep, grocery pickup.
The Roomba. We designed our backyard with artificial turf and rocks and all that. So there's no landscaping. It's all hardscaped.
I'm a firm believer in just
We put a gym in our garage so we don't have to drive to a commercial gym and do that 20-minute drive or 15, whatever it is, like wasting time to drive.
That's a very expensive thing. But these like little things that are saving us so much time that we can be in the present. Like we preach, on a lot of different podcasts, but also too, like, it gives us so much time to do the podcast, do our business. Yeah, we missed last week because our new neighbors stopped by and we're like, oh man, okay, it's fine.
Did we ever say this podcast is going to be a weekly podcast? No. Or we just kind of got into a rhythm and did it?
We got into a rhythm because it is a habit to do it every single Sunday, and like created that as time to lift people up. And I think too, because we started off our Sunday Empower Hour in the day.
That's wow.
2019, yep. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And the closer we get to podcast 100, the harder these topics are starting to become
really hard.
Because you don't want to be repetitive.
Yeah.
Right? And it's, unless we start changing to like a current events type podcast where things are always changing, right?
No.
But, or more of like a lifestyle-y type where we talk about ourselves and that kind of, which we do, but we want it to be motivational. We want it to be out there to encourage others. So that way you can get a little piece of nugget for your week.
And I think like one's going to be motivational, one's going to be information-based, and then one's just going to be a free-for-all.
Just us rambling like fools?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. Or we do all three of that in one. Which is pretty much what it is.
True. So the air kicked on, thank goodness.
I turned it down.
You did?
Oh yeah.
I keep the back rooms at like 80 because why waste? Yeah. I'm such like a like
miser.
Yeah. But no, like I want to save all of these things. Like if I'm not using these back rooms, I'm gonna put it at like 80. Why push air through this room if no one's going to be in it?
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Liquid IV. Mm.
Is that an ad?
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
They're sponsor us. I love Liquid IVs.
Liquid IV. Can you sponsor us?
They're great for working out, especially out here in the sun, like when you sweat ungodly amounts of water out. Yeah.
If you drink too much the night before.
I was going to say it's a hangover cure. It really is. I mean, Gatorade works too with the electrolytes and stuff, but like,
I feel like there's so much additives in that. Like I love the
zero and stuff. It's not.
Yeah. I love like just the Liquid IV.
Or so, Axe and Sledge's electrolytes.
Axe and Sledge sponsor. We'll be ambassadors.
That'd be awesome.
All right.
He's my jam. Shout out to Seth Ferosi.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to know and hits Krista up, like, what supplements do you guys use? It's two different companies. We use Axe and Sledge, which is a bodybuilder, Seth Ferosi from Pennsylvania. So represent PA, what up?
But he's on the wrong side of the state.
That's right. He's a Yinzer.
Yeah.
He's on Ryan's side.
Sorry about that, Rye Dog.
And then we use First Form, Andy Frisella.
Yep. So they're two companies that I can get behind, and
their values, and they're American.
Made in the United States.
Yep.
And if that doesn't tell you about us.
Yeah.
Gun.
Toting.
Toting.
Camo wearing. God fearing. Americans. If I could grow a beard like Duck Dynasty,
okay, I'd be all in. Let's go into, do you want to talk about what you're reading right now?
What, my book?
Yeah.
So I'm on his second book. I'm actually right now reading...
Who's his?
Phil Robertson. Okay. He's the dad from the sitcom show, or the duck call show, Duck Dynasty. that was on...
Are you having a brain fart?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That was on cable. I think it was A&E or something like that.
I don't think that channel exists anymore.
It may.
I don't know.
But anyway... on for many seasons and everything, just a good wholesome show, the family and everything. But he actually got canceled because of his beliefs, and you know, he is a pastor. He's a preacher. He found the Lord many, many years ago, and that is how he lives his life. You know, he always tries to bring people to Christ, and so he has many books and stuff out there just about, and they're modern, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
They just talk about how our country just needs more of the Lord and how people are lost.
Yeah.
And the roots of our country through the Constitution, through our forefathers, were all faith-based. And as we stray as a country and society further and further away from values or virtues that were faith-based.
Yeah. You know what really, like, it just hit me? Hmm. But, like, on the money, it says, in God we trust.
Honey, it's everywhere.
And what did Jesus say? Like, give Caesar what is his.
Correct. And give God what is his.
And give God what is his. Yep. So
there's always going to be a tax.
Who's
right?
on the face of that? Caesar. Who's on the face of that? God.
Right. Yeah.
Huh. Yep. Sorry. I just had a little boop because we're rereading the Bible because we finished it in a year and we're like, well, we might as well just read it again.
Yeah.
And again and again and again.
Right.
But.
And the Pharisees were trying to, you know, trick Jesus. And that was one of his questions.
Yep.
Or one of their questions to him. Right. And if you look at, like, this is totally not in our notes or anything like that, but like, our country, our forefathers, in the Constitution, it is written, you know, to be God-fearing and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's all over Washington, D.C., scripture and all that kind of stuff. So when they try to say separate church and state and they try to cancel God in our society, that really bugs me because, you know, we live in the greatest country and I think everyone can agree with that.
Yeah.
Even though how messed up it is, we still have the greatest country. Mm-hmm. And it was founded on those types of faiths and beliefs. And I just think if you were to live
so off topic, but so it's off fine. Topic,
but it's simple stuff in my opinion.
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments are there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And if you were to live by those Ten Commandments, everybody, I think a lot of our problems as society would go away. Just my thoughts.
Yes, they would.
But anyway, what are we actually here to talk about?
Focusing on today.
For tomorrow.
So I actually, like, when we were talking about this topic before everything, before logging into all of this, I actually was typing it in and did you know there is actually a quote out there that says, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And it's Benjamin Franklin said that. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today.
So it's almost like a procrastination type topic.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So I personally like love that, but because I feel like everything that you can do in your current moment of what you can control, even if today sucks, that doesn't mean that tomorrow has to.
Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to kind of touch on, too, the idea that, and I have it written down here this way, but we can kind of talk about it another way.
Yeah.
You get to decide your harvest from what seeds you plant today. Right? So you get to decide your future by your actions, thoughts, and things that you do today.
Mm-hmm.
And so by not pushing those off tomorrow, to kind of go back to your Benjamin Franklin quote, you know, you can alter your future, or you could set yourself up for success starting now.
Yeah.
And it's what you do little by little now that's going to give you the biggest return later.
For sure.
But because because we're such a patientless society.
Yeah, everyone wants the quick fix.
Instant gratification. No one is willing to put in the work without that quick return.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing, hey, in 6 months to a year to 5 years, right, I could be where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But because we want to go huge.
Overnight. Everyone wants that overnight success. And they're not willing to, unfortunately or fortunately, the people at the top, they put in that hard work. You don't see how much they put in, but they put in so much work of day in, day out of today, focusing on today, because tomorrow it's going to be something different. A year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years. Like, they have that wide lens view of what it can be, but are able to have that narrow view of, I need to focus on today. I need to do the action steps that are going to help me, my business, my health, my family today, but can look at, okay, we have this wide lens view of, if I do that, then in XYZ timeframe, I should be able to have that huge goal.
Yeah.
Like, they're able to, like, conceptualize that small things lead to greater things.
I think we have other podcasts. I don't know the numbers of them, but, like, we talked about working behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all that work in the dark that no one ever sees. Yeah, we talked about it. And then what you just said, wide view, small view,
yeah,
is, like, the microscope versus telescope,
yeah,
you know, theory of when you look at things. Like, when you're going through your daily procedures and you're doing stuff in your action steps today, you have that microscope, you're honed in, you're laser focused on those things. But you also have that telescope view to see way out into the future, mm-hmm, of what those little steps are going to get you to the bigger goal.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all about, like, chunking things down. So, like,
I think we have a podcast on that too.
We do. And I talk about it a lot in my goal getter workbook of chunking things down. But also too, like, for a business per se, I took a business course or whatever. I'm going to say or whatever. And it talked about how you can have, like, large ticket items, medium ticket items, and then the lowest items. High, medium, low ticket.
Where's the bargain bin items?
Well, you're not going to get that. It's not like I give out advice for free other than this podcast. But, like, having those three different steps of that, it gives a large view of, like, what you can do. Mm-hmm. And some people will only want that little portion. But if you make it reoccurring, like a on-demand subscription or, like, live classes, in my case with that too, you can start to build behind the curtains of, like, hey, I don't really need to do much work, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And keep building on that and building on that day in and day out, over and over, marketing yourself over and over. And it seems repetitive and it seems so just sometimes tiring, talking from experience. And you're like, man, am I ever going to get there? Am I ever going to get this? Like, but you have to stay focus on today. Tomorrow, same thing. Focus on today. Over and over and over again. The hard work and grit it's not glamorous.
No one ever said it was.
At all.
And those people that try to make it look that way and sexy. Oh my gosh.
You know, how many times I see on, like, social media of, like, I have the life of my dreams because I worked hard. And I'm just like,
I don't have to work a 9 to 5.
But you work a 9 to 9.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I work a 6 to 2:30 so I can work my 3:30 to 9. But it's not pretty behind the scenes, but that's the stuff you have to do in order to get to that wide lens view of your life. It's plain and simple. Hard work, dedication, grit. Like,
it's the non-sexy stuff that no one wants to talk about.
And does it suck? Yeah, of course it does. You have growing pains for a reason. What was that?
I don't know.
I thought that was your stomach growling.
No. No, but it's also the mental fortitude to, and like the personal excellence part of all that. To keep doing it. Because you have to stay strong in yourself,
mm-hmm,
to know that what you're doing may not have the spotlight shine on you, but what it's doing, it's building yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a great foundation, because once that spotlight does eventually sweep and hit and land on you,
mm-hmm,
you better be ready to handle it.
Yeah.
You better be ready to stand strong. You better have your house in order.
Mm-hmm.
You better have your foundation dried, set, and strong.
Yeah.
Built on rocks, right? Not on sand.
Yep.
Because when those tribulations and those problems come, those haters come, those comments come, those whatever, people never want to see others succeed, right? They always want to pull them down. The crabs in a bucket theory, right? And so you better be anchored and ready to take on all that in yourself.
Yep.
And that kind of goes too with, we're looping this whole thing back.
Hold on. Is before you do that, I had someone say, I don't like dancing the songs that I don't know the lyrics to. It's like, okay, my class isn't for you then, because it's very much Spanish inspired dancing. And it, like, I do a couple songs that, you know, like Pass the Dutch, but like, that's it. Those haters are going to come, and like, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean like your purpose and your value diminishes, because not everyone's going to like you.
Right.
And you got to get over that shit.
Wow. So, okay. You just, you just hit a button there for me.
Yeah. I said the S word. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't dance the songs I don't know the lyrics to.
Yeah.
So you're telling me,
you know every lyric to every song?
And also, like, if you listen to most song lyrics nowadays, they are complete trash, garbage, and yeah, vulgar and disgusting. And
I do the clean version of everything in my classes.
But you know,
yeah.
Isn't it the beat? Isn't the beat the thing that, yes, draws you in? The music, like,
we dance to the beat. My resistance band training, yeah, we work out to the beat.
So, like, for the people listening, next time you hear like a Nicki Minaj song or Cardi B, right? They got sick beats. I'll be honest, yeah, right? Like, when I'm working out, sometimes that's the type of music that I just want to have, because I don't listen to the lyrics. I'm the opposite. I
listen to the beat.
Right. It's catchy, yeah, right? And the way that they rhyme, all that kind of stuff. But look up the lyrics and just read them like you would like a poem, or just read them out loud and see how
like the basic white person that you are.
Right. And just see how ridiculous those lyrics actually are. And you're like, oh, well, if you have a sick beat behind that, those trashy lyrics, you'll have a number one top chart song.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid. But anyway.
I know.
That was my rant. Sorry about
but
that.
But you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. No. And like, bless and release. Like, I don't hate people who like are like, oh my gosh, I will never take your class. Okay, that's fine. I cater to women who want to a healthy age, and I want to work out to a beat, like a cadence ride in like any of your cycle classes. It's to the beat. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the way that we can motivate each other to be consistent in our workouts. Mm-hmm. And if that's not for you, that is okay. There's so many different workouts out there that you can join. And I usually give them a couple, honestly.
You want a mentally hard workout? Go lift some weights or in the gym in peace and quiet.
Oh my goodness.
And be with your own thoughts. It's and scary. Try to push yourself.
What's your pre-workout? Stress, anxiety, self-doubt. But like,
no, shout out to Action Sledge Ignition Switch.
So what you do today matters for tomorrow,
and this even can get put into our personal growth, because yes, we want everyone listening here to succeed and to build themselves up into a great person, to gain those principles, virtues, all that kind of stuff, to make them the absolute unit that they can be.
Yes.
And so
G-Unit. That's what I think.
What did the G stand for?
I don't know.
Gorilla Unit. So
what?
Back to that whole phrase.
Yeah,
you
do
get
it.
To decide your harvest from what seeds you plant today, right? So we think about, you know, the simple basic of a farmer plants the seeds, he waters them, tends to them, puts the fertilizer down, and then, you know, he should, you know, be able to have that cornfield filled with corn,
yes,
stalks or wheat or whatever, right? Yeah. And so, but you have to nourish it. The plant, you have to feed, you have to water it, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to sow the seed. Sowing is tending to, harvesting, right? And so when it comes to building yourself up and working on yourself, becoming the best version of yourself that you can be.
Yeah, we talked about growth depends on the soil in the last podcast.
Correct.
And this ties into it.
Yes. And you have to... we have podcasts on edit your intake. See, these topics are getting harder to come up with because,
yeah,
we repeat ourselves, but it's so important. Once it's kind of cool because we get to tie everything back together. Mm-hmm. But like, you have to work on the seeds that you're planting now in your mind,
mm-hmm,
your thoughts, your ideas of yourself, right? And your ideas of others. Or if you're trying to change some principles in your life and you're trying to work on, man, I'm a real a-hole when it comes to this, or I really shouldn't treat other people this way. I need to make mental note of that, and I have to work on that. Like, we're doing a lot of internal work.
Mine is my cursing. I used to curse like a sailor or a trucker, and now...
You curse like a bus driver, so we're getting there. It's getting a little better.
So, not really.
I have been... Or a New York taxi cab driver.
No, not that. No. I have gotten so much better. But it's one step at a time. Like, I didn't get... like that way overnight. I was influenced by the people surrounding me.
I think your first word was a curse word. Your mom told me.
No, it wasn't.
You tried to say truck.
Oh yeah. For sure. But like, it depends like on the soil, the last podcast. Yes. And like just doing that one step today, because tomorrow you will be better and do better. Yep. Like for your personal growth, your physical self, like just one salad is not going to make you skinny. You have to continue.
And one hamburger is not going to make you fat.
And you have to constantly, like, over and over again. Unless you have underlying medical issues, then there's that. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so just think about that, guys, is every little seed that you are sowing today, this minute. Every seed that you're sowing right now, every moment, you know, that you're working on yourself, every second that, you know, a positive thought or negative thought comes into your mind, it's always something you have to be cautious about, because, you know, you're going to eventually reap that harvest. It could take a year, it could take 2 years, 5 years, whatever, right? We're never done working on ourselves until the day we die.
Yep.
And even then, we're not perfect. The only one that was perfect was Jesus, right? So it's one of those things where, you know, you get to decide your future, whether that's financially, whether that's, you know, your work, your career, whether that's in your fitness, whether that's in your personal development. And it's a constant battle, but it's also a constant sowing of those things into your mind.
Yep.
Towards the positive, towards becoming better.
Yeah. And one thing that you can kind of take away from this podcast, listeners, is a homework assignment. Yes. So Peak Driven was founded on mind, body, and soul to really focus on, you cannot change your body if you don't change your mindset and feeding what is absolutely necessary for you, for your soul, so you can become whole and become new. So that's what Peak Driven was founded on. I want you to make a goal on your mind, your body, and your soul every single day. And focus on those three, so that way it is continual. You're going to create that habit. It's going to become a lifestyle, and then you're not even going to think twice about it. And focusing on mindset, I'm going to listen to a podcast or read a book. Body, I'm going to nourish it with the right foods to fuel me and work out, whatever that may be, from a walk to an intense workout. Your soul, you're going to read the Bible, or you're going to draw or play guitar, something that your childhood self would reward you for.
Or you feel fulfilled after doing it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's perfect.
I want to give them homework.
Yeah.
You're welcome, listeners. Lazy people.
Get off your butt. Stop listening to us. Do something.
Unless you're driving, then focus on driving.
I'm done.
Cool. That's it. Awesome.
Tapped
out.
Podcast 89 in the book. In the bag.
It's 90.
It's 90? Oh, I read the wrong one.
Yeah.
90.
Yeah, dog.
Ooh, what are we doing for 100?
Ooh, we'll think of something fun.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
Maybe that will be our first videoed one.
Oh, boy. You got 10 to go. 10 weeks. 10 weeks to figure it out.
Okay.
You got it.
I can do it.
You can do it.
I can do it.
All right, y'all.
And that'll be enough practice, right? So eventually, once these fools start looking at us.
Yeah.
You know, we should be polished and perfect and, like, you know, ready to go.
Perfect?
No one's perfect.
Okay, just create messy action, whatever it is today, because perfection doesn't exist, and you just put it out there, and you'll figure it out after the fact.
Okay. Or never figure it out and just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And stay resilient.
Yeah. Honestly, why not?
Why not?
Why not? All right. If you love this, share it to someone who may need to hear this. Or tag me on Instagram with it, Krista Fisher on Instagram, just as I spell it. If you don't know how I spell my name, it's in the podcast.
We can't be friends.
We can't be friends. It's in the podcast.
Crystal?
Crystal! Go to peakdrivenllc.com if you want to hear more, find out more, and all of the fun things that are going on. I'm going to have another 6-week challenge coming up. And a bunch of 2-day live events coming up as well.
Cool.
And other things that are in the works. I'm excited.
Very
cool.
So
excited.
So excited. Oh, what was that?
I have no idea. Cool. All right.
Donezo. Well,
I'm done. Have a wonderful week or whatever it may be. And go ahead and be the light, y'all.
All right. God bless. Love you. Bye-bye. Bye.